Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Mel Churchma. Northwest coming off a victory this past Saturday with a win over Missouri Southern in Joplin. And again, our interview with Coach Churchma recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Maryville's IV and also underwritten by Maryville's IV. Coach, I thought one of the main things that came out of the game Saturday was just how workmanlike the team was. They came out and took care of business really from the opening kickoff and just really seemed like they set out to accomplish the goal and that they were able to go out and do that.
Well, John, we had talked all week. You know, that was one of the things that we had really challenged them on is to be ready to play because it's a tough place to play. And we haven't played real well there in recent history. 2 years ago, if you remember, we were down 14-13 at halftime and really struggled. And, you know, I felt, you know, we didn't talk about it, but I felt there was a chance of having a letdown after a big win like we had the week before at home. And you go on the road, and it's a long trip, and, you know, probably not the kind of crowd that you're used to playing in front of and all those kinds of things. But, you know, to our kids' credit, they did a great job. We came out, and defense got a stop right away. And then, you know, from there on, it was five times in a row we scored. We had five possessions in the first half, scored on every one of them. Our defense gave up one touchdown in the first half, but really, really did a good job of, you know, getting the ball back for us and allowing us to put some points on the board. And we struggled a little bit in the third quarter. That was disappointing, but overall it was a good day.
You know, talking with you before the game, you felt that big key would be to get out to an early lead against Southern.
Well, I did. To their credit and to Bart's credit, those kids don't give up. They played hard. They came out in the second half and mounted a drive there. We went three and out, and they took a drive and got some points on the board and made it 35-14. And, you know, then we were fortunate enough to get a big play in there and make it 42-14. But then we struggled for the third quarter. But I thought, you know, their kids played hard the whole ball game, and that makes it a little more difficult.
Yeah, you went up against a team that's been struggling a little bit with turnovers, especially with the interception with their quarterback. Now, he didn't have that type of problem, but it seemed like you gave him enough trouble throughout most of the ball game that it still made some things tough for him.
Well, we did. We put a lot of pressure on him, and I don't remember for sure how many sacks. We had four or five sacks, and there were a number of times when we didn't sack him that we were hitting him as he threw. And, you know, I felt like our defensive line really played well again, John. I'm really proud of those guys because we're not real deep there. They're getting a lot of snaps. You know, the starters are playing a lot more snaps probably than normal for a defensive line, and they're doing a great job and giving us a great effort.
And with that situation, Shane Shade playing a little under the weather the last Saturday.
Well, yeah, Shane, we didn't know if Shane would play. He had been sick since Thursday, and we took him along and hoped that he'd feel better. And actually, Saturday morning, he still didn't feel good. And, you know, when Shane Shade doesn't eat, he's not feeling very good. And so I was really concerned about him, but we got there, and, you know, Doc Haar gave him a little medication and a little pep talk, and, you know, he came out and he played. I think he played 30-some snaps. He played almost every snap in the first half, which was a great, you know, a great boost for us.
And then in the second half, actually, as he got into the fourth quarter, you're able to get some of the reserves in. So I would imagine that's kind of a nice thing, too, that you're able to go on the road and get some guys with some experience on the road.
It really was, John. It was good until we watched film on Sunday and saw how badly some of them played. Offensively, I felt like our second group did a nice job. Defensively, we really struggled. And, you know, that was something we addressed yesterday, that, you know, that they have to be prepared to play because, you know, yeah, they're backups, but if one guy goes down, then they're a starter. And so that was something that you know, I think kind of raised its ugly head a little bit yesterday on Saturday, is the fact that we got some guys that really haven't prepared like they should in our backup roles. And we address that, and hopefully we can get that resolved.
Now, you talked a little bit about the defensive line. I thought, too, the offensive line really did some good things Saturday night.
They played well, John. This is the second week in a row. I was thrilled because we only had one procedure penalty. You know, we've struggled so bad in that area, and we started off with one early, and that was it. And, you know, they're a group that I just feel like they're going to continue to improve. You know, they're mature kids. They played a lot. They know what they have to do, and it's just a matter of, a little better preparation, and I think we've had that the last few weeks, and hopefully we'll continue to get that.
And another big day for Jake Sawyer.
Jake had a big day. Evidently, according to stats anyway, it was his biggest day ever as far as yards are concerned. And, you know, he made some big catches. He does some things with the football after he catches it. One is that he makes some pitches that I really don't like. But, you know, like AD said, as long as they work, maybe we shouldn't say anything. But, no, he's tough to bring down after he catches a football. And he made a couple of big catches for us.
I would think the thing that makes that some of the stats he's piling up right now even more amazing is he's not surprising anybody, because I imagine anybody watch game film and stats know what he's capable of doing, and they're going to try to shut him down, but he's still able to come up with some yards and some big catches.
Well, that's true, John. You know, and in Missouri Southern Saturday night, they had times when they were trying to bracket him and do different things to him, and he still finds a way to get open. And, you know, of course, the other thing that's really helping him out is Tyler Shaw and Josh Baker and some of the things they can do. And, of course, our backs coming out of the backfield. All those guys have they take the pressure off of Jake a little bit, because if they want to double-team Jake, then one of those other guys is going to be wide open. And, you know, we have a lot of confidence in them as well.
And you talked about Tyler Shaw, touchdown catch, and he had a pretty good game as well.
Well, he had a couple of big catches, and that was nice to see. You know, he hasn't gotten the ball much in the last few ball games, but you know, as we said, there's only one football, and you can only get it to so many people. And so you just have to continue to do your things. You have to continue to do things right. And if you do things right, then eventually the opportunities are going to come, and you got to be ready. And Saturday he was ready for the opportunities and made the most of them.
And the running backs down to two really right now with the way things have gone with attrition with some injuries. But you look at the two guys you got right now, they've been doing the bulk of the carries, and it looked like they had a pretty good game.
Well, they did. You know, Calvin Austin and Jordan Simmons, I thought both really played well. They did a lot of good things, not just carrying the football, catching the ball out of the backfield. You know, we start off with the screen to Calvin. He had a big play right away, and Jordan had a couple of big third down catches coming out of the backfield, got his first downs. You know, those guys do a good job in pass protection. They, you know, our pass protection for Blake was really good on Saturday night. We had, I think, one or two breakdowns, and one of those was a blitz that we just couldn't pick up. But for the most part, those two guys are really doing a great job. And the thing that I really appreciate about them, John, is that they know they're the only two running backs, but they work just as hard in practice and compete like, you know, there was four other guys they were competing against, and that's really good to see.
Now you've got Blake Christopher, who's done a little bit of that here. What's your impression of the way Blake's taken to maybe being a kind of an emergency back if you need?
Well, it would be fine if he wouldn't get hurt. you know, Saturday night, it was on kickoff return, and one of our guys got thrown into him, and he's got a ankle sprain, Achilles strain, something, you know, that right now he's in a boot. So we have to come up with a plan C or plan D, but I think he's going to do fine. I really do. I think he'll, when he's healthy, he gives us a kind of a change of pace in there. And the only thing we do have to be a little concerned about, he is our number two quarterback, and we want to keep him healthy for that too.
Now, his injury also created a little bit of a misunderstanding with officials there when he tried to get him off the field there when he had a brief period of time there where he picked up a penalty.
Yeah, it was on kickoff return, and of course, you know, our offense, what they do what we want them to do. They hustle out there and they're ready to go when the whistle blows, and poor old Blake was over there on the other sideline trying to gather himself up and get off the field, and they thought he had been out in the huddle and threw a flag on him, and fortunately they listened anyway, and they didn't penalize us, but you know, it's just one of those things.
And overall, let's just talk about the team from the standpoint of going into the game. You said one of the things you want to see is the team do a lot of the little things that have been maybe some problems with some little mistakes, but do you feel like you were able to go through the game and maybe make some improvements in that aspect of it?
I think we made some progress, John. You know, like I said, offensive line, you know, we only had one procedure penalty on our offense all day, and I think we only had two offensive penalties the whole ball game. So that was good. You know, on the other side of the ball, we had some, you know, we were offside, I think, three different times, and that's frustrating, and those are little things that you know, that we can improve on. But overall, yeah, I think we made some progress in that area, and, you know, like I said, it's just a matter of where we continue to address those things, and we continue to try and improve.
With the exception of Blake Christopher, how'd you get out of the game injury-wise?
Well, we had a number of guys, you know, five or six guys that had little injuries, you know, bumps and bruises. It was a physical game. You know, for the most part, I think we're going to be all right. Hopefully, everybody will be ready to go by, you know, Tuesday in practice, and if not, maybe on Wednesday. You know, we're hopeful that Matt Minert's not too far away from coming back, and that would help us out in the defensive line if we can get him back. So, you know, all in all, I think we're probably about where we should be as far as injuries.
Game gives you your 41st straight MIAA regular season victory, a mark that ties the record that was set by your teams from 1997 through 2001. Just talk a little bit about the streak and what that means right now.
Well, you know, we don't talk about it much, as you know, John, but I did yesterday with our kids, and I told them, I said, I wanted them to know how proud we were of what they've accomplished. I think it's an unbelievable accomplishment, but on the other hand, that's not where we're going. You know, I mean, we've got to continue to win because we want to win the conference, and if we win the conference, we'll get opportunities to continue to play. But the one thing that, you know, that we did say is that, you know, we talk about, you know, being the best. And, you know, if we can win this Saturday, then they can accomplish something that nobody ever has accomplished before in the MIAA or at Northwest Missouri, and that would be 42 straight wins. So, you know, so we have talked about it a little bit.
One thing that the streak does, too, and talking with Tom Pestock a couple of weeks ago, he's rooting for that streak to continue because he says he feels like he's still a part of things a little bit by playing in a lot of the games that were in the middle of that streak.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, we got Miles and Sean Paddock and Brandon Clayton, all those guys, Jared Erspommer, all those guys have been a part of that, and now they're all helping us coach. And, yeah, I think they take a lot of pride in that, and they want to do everything they can each week in preparation to make sure that we continue on.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, Sports Illustrated ran a little segment in there that featured an interview with you and Archie Manning. Talk a little bit about that interview and what that does for the program.
Well, it was neat to have an opportunity to visit with Archie Manning. I got to visit with him last January in California when they did the presentation of the Liberty Mutual Coach of the Year thing, and he's a great guy, and as I was just telling somebody here, he's just a common guy, and he called this summer. They set it up, and we had about a 30-minute interview on the telephone. And so, you know, I mean, sure, that's a great honor. And, you know, like I said, it's not just a reflection on what I've done, but it's a reflection on what we've accomplished here in this program. And, you know, it's a credit to our staff and to, you know, to everybody that supports us. So it is neat.
Now, coming up next, another MIAA matchup. Emporia State comes to town. And now, granted, you never look past any team throughout any season, but when you look at Emporia State this year, you have to kind of look at that. Hey, they're doing some things down there. We're coming up with some pretty good wins. That may be a little tougher game than what you might have expected early on.
Well, I think it's going to be a tough game. I've been watching film, and they're much improved. And, you know, I would think that if right now if we had, you know, we do the preseason coaches poll, if we did a poll halfway through the season and said who's the most surprising team, there it'd be unanimous that it would be Emporia State. They've really come out and played some very good football. You know, their only two losses, they lost to Central Missouri in a fairly close game. I think it was a 10-point game. And then Nebraska-Omaha got after them pretty good. That's really their only loss, you know, that's been a tough loss for them. So they're strong defensively. Kenny Gordon's their defensive coordinator, one of our former players and coaches. And he's done a great job with their defense. I just think that they've kind of emerged each year. They've gotten a little better since he's been there. And, you know, this year they've really been outstanding. And Saturday, a great win for them over Pitt State. They were down 14-0 at halftime and just continued to shut Pitt down every just time after time after time and finally scored on a couple of big plays and then kicked a field goal with under a minute left to win it.
Yeah, I know. Also, you have a lot of respect for Pittsburgh State's program, so that kind of makes that one even much more meaningful for Emporia State.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, they've beaten, you know, I mean, that's a legitimate opponent. And, you know, I think most people going into that game, they were going to pick Pitt State to win that. So, you know, they're going to come in here not only wanting to win, but expecting and believing that they can win. And when teams get to that point, then they become a lot more dangerous.
What are some of the things that they're doing offensively that make them a dangerous team right now?
Well, they're kind of a mix on offense. They control the football as much as they can. But they really, most of their scoring come on big plays. They'll kind of hammer away, and all of a sudden they'll throw one up. They'll throw a couple of bombs up there, and they've been connecting on some of those, and that's what happened Saturday. They struggled for most of the ball game, and then late in the third quarter they hit two long pass plays. One, I think, was 70-some yards, and one was 40-some yards. And all of a sudden, you know, their defense is playing so well that they're back to a tie game, and then they kick a field goal to win. So their quarterback is the key. He likes to run the football. He's kind of they go for the big play quite a bit when they throw it.
Well, it should be a fun matchup then Saturday at Bearcat Stadium.
Well, I think it should be. I think the fact that they're 5-2 and playing so well, hopefully, we've only got two home games left. Hopefully our crowd, our fans really come out and support us. It's not Missouri Western like it was 2 weeks ago, but this is a big ball game for us. And, in the league, it's a huge game, and we know it's going to be a tough football game.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Mel Churchman. Again, our interview with Coach Churchman recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Maryville's Hy-Vee and is underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. For Coach Churchman, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.